Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Art of Losing by Lizzie Mason, narrated by Susie Jackson. One Art by Elizabeth Bishop. The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day. Accept the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster, places and names, and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I miss them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love. I shan't have lied. It's evident. The art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster. Sixteen months ago. When my little sister started high school, my family held its breath. With her late birthday, Audrey was always one of the youngest kids in her class. Her maturity level was never quite the same as that of her classmates. But she had an unnerving ability to assume the best of people. It was annoying, really, the way she looked past people's outwardly obnoxious traits and found the good in them. I'd be bitching about someone, a teacher or a neighbor or whoever, and Audrey always, infuriatingly, had to point out something nice about them. So, none of us were surprised when she declared that she'd made Valentines for all of her classmates in the ninth grade. But we were worried. I could practically hear the comments some of the girls would make. I could imagine the assumptions many of the guys would make. But Audrey wouldn't be deterred, no matter what I said. "She's in high school now," Mom finally said to Dad and me while Audrey was upstairs gluing and cutting. "She can make her own decisions and deal with the consequences." Dad and I disagreed. "What if, instead of cards, she gave out lattes?" Dad said, waiting expectantly. Mom and I shared an eye roll, and then she dutifully asked, "Why?" "Because then they'd know she likes them a latte." I groaned. His puns made even Obama's dad jokes seem funny. I think Mom had as much faith in the Valentines as I did, but as usual, she pasted on a smile and busied herself with a crossword puzzle. On Valentine's Day, I watched from my locker as Audrey passed out her cards. And to be fair, they were pretty adorable, despite the glitter that showered down on her shoes with each one she pulled out of her backpack. She slipped some in people's lockers, and others she handed to the recipient directly. People loved them, and not just her friends. I was stunned. If I'd done something like this, my classmates would have thought I was trying too hard, or sucking up. But no one could accuse Audrey of being disingenuous. Her smile was too sincere, her delight in their reactions too contagious. But I saw the nervousness on her face when she pulled out a slightly larger heart-shaped card that was more intricately decorated than the others. I watched as she slid it through the slats into a locker not far from mine. I'd never noticed who the locker belonged to, so I lingered for a little while before the first bell rang, hoping to catch a glimpse, wondering if all the other Valentines were just to distract from the one person she really wanted to give one to. My jaw went slack when Jason Raymond opened the locker and the heart-shaped card fell out and landed at his feet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?